Well, it is a Friday afternoon, a lovely Friday out there, and that means it's time for us to have a bit of a lighter conversation. And today we are checking in with the editor and publisher of VancouverFoodster.com. Richard Wolak is with us once again. Richard, great to have you back on the program.
Yeah. Thank you, Jill.
I love that we are talking about sushi and sushi masters today because there are a lot of sushi places, and I think Vancouver and Metro Vancouver known for that, but people have their favorites as well.
Yeah, they do have their favorites. You know, there are thousands of sushi restaurants around the greater Vancouver area, probably more in this city than anywhere else in North America. And so we pride our sushi, but, you know, there are a lot of great sushi places and neighborhoods all over the place. But then there are some that just really stand out. And I want to talk about that today. So a few different ones for different reasons. So first one is Sushi Hill. That's spelled H-I-L. It's in the Mount Pleasant neighborhood on Main Street, 330 Main Street. And if anybody remembers Tamaki Sushi, they're on Broadway in Kitsilano. They've been there for about 21 years now. So when they first started out, Chef Hillary and his two sisters were involved in that restaurant. They owned that restaurant, and he worked with them for 20 years. And then during the pandemic, he said, "I need a change." And he left the sisters alone there, and he went over to Main Street and opened his own restaurant called Sushi Hill. And what I like here is it's elevated. So it's not crazy expensive, you know, like some of the other places we'll talk about, but it is like, it is a little, you know, it's, I guess it's pricier, higher than some of your neighborhood spots, but it's what he does that makes it so special. So you can go in and have a lunch set, you can have a dinner set, they've got different kinds, but when you have the sushi and you bite into it and you're like, wow, you just taste his flavor. You don't have, you know, heavy powering of spices or that kind of thing, but he has some way of putting natural flavors into each bite of sushi. And I had my cousin here last year from the Middle East, and he went in there and he was like, wow, this is the best sushi I've ever had. This was incredible. So I love just what the thought he puts into it. He offers omakase as well. I haven't actually not tried that there. I've only been there for a lunch and dinner, but I've tried various different dishes and everything's so fresh and so beautiful. I think that is definitely one to try. It's fairly small. You need a reservation there. So just like make an advance reservation. Even if you're going in for lunch during the week, you need a reservation there. But it's definitely something special, and it's wonderful to talk to him because he is well-versed on everything sushi and Japanese food, that kind of thing. And then going up from there a little bit, so Sushi Mahana, this is North Vancouver. This is a great story to it. It was founded by Yuki Ada, a woman who had not been in the food business before, and then she knew Chef Hiroshi, and he approached her, like, I have this idea, I want to open this restaurant. And she's like, I don't know, I'm not really into restaurants, I don't know. He had a way of convincing her. And they set out about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, to open up this first omakase restaurant in North Vancouver. It's the only omakase restaurant in North Vancouver. And it has something called Kyushu style. You won't find that in restaurants around Vancouver. So it's from a particular region in Japan that they serve the sushi. It's mostly nigiri with no soy sauce, no wasabi on the side. They do marinate some of the seafood in those different sauces, in the soy sauce, that kind of thing. But it's all about what you serve. So omakase means a tasting menu, same idea. So they have a 23-course tasting menu there. It's incredible. I've tried it. Very, very good. They seat only 10 people per seating, and they have two seatings nightly. So very, you know, very catered to you, definitely for a special occasion, anniversary, birthday, that kind for sure. Or for out-of-towners visiting Vancouver, you allow some time for this. You get to enjoy it. The price is about $250 per person. And then it's alcohol, you know, pairing is extra. But it's definitely something special. It's definitely worth doing. If you've never had an omakase before, you want to try something new and different, go there. Because Chef Hiroshi is so well-versed on every kind of fish. They tried to do as much local as possible, but during the winter months, it was kind of hard to do that. So they were importing a lot from Japan. And I tried some fish from Japan I've never heard of before, and it was wonderful. And they do different courses, and it's not all fish throughout the meal, but they'll do some different thing, a dashi broth, they'll do something else, and they finish off with ice cream. But it's all made in-house. Everything's made in-house. They pride themselves on that. And Yuki is a wonderful host, they just do such a beautiful job. I just love the story there and what's involved. And you can find them at 175 3rd Street West. So it's just near Lonsdale in North Vancouver. And then another spot, this is also omakase. This is in Gastown. It's called Takaba. It opened about a year ago or so, and similar to Sushi Mahana in that they have multiple courses, that kind of thing, but I found that this one was a little different. This is more catering to a younger audience, I think. They're kind of showy because there was somebody that when I was there had a birthday, and then suddenly he said happy birthday, and then these strobe lights on and these disco lights, and the whole room is like spinning in colors. It was quite funny. And they started playing this song from YouTube, happy birthday, and the whole restaurant singing happy birthday. So it was fun. I think that was like the prices are it's cheaper there. It's about I think it was like $80 for omakase there. So it's definitely affordable. I mean, everybody, you know, it's not going to really price you out because these days meals are going to cost you a bit of money for a full meal anyway. So I think this is just a great way of doing it. Another one of these advanced reservation things. But they offer also, so some nights it's only omakase, and then other nights they have a full-on a la carte menu there as well. But Chef Tom, he takes great care of you when you're sitting there for omakase. This one only seats about 8 people for omakase. So you're very, you know, you get full attention from him, and he'll show you the fish. He comes in a box and he shows you, this is what I have tonight, this is what I'm using to make the various dishes that I'm going to do. So that was really incredible. I really like that. It's at 68 East Cordova Street in the heart of Gastown. And then a spot that's been around for a little longer now, so they're probably about 4 or 5 years, is Sashimiya. It's on Hornby. It's downtown, south side of downtown, 1348 Hornby. And there you'll find is Chef Taka. Now, you may know Chef Taka from other places. He previously was a Fairmont Pacific Rim. He was the executive chef of the Raw Bar there, and he was the first certified ocean-wide chef in the province. So he was running that and decided to open his own place, and that's what he's done. So here it's not really a restaurant. It's more like you go in, you order whatever you and take away, or you take it home for dinner, or you take it to a party, that kind of thing. But it's all about sashimi and beautiful platters. Like, they really decorate it well. And they're all about ocean-wise and local fish as much as possible. They've been doing a phenomenal job since they opened. They've got a lot of chefs going in there. You'll see a lot of chefs buying from him or just going in supporting him. So that's definitely a great spot to go, especially if you're looking for something a little bit different and, you know, cater to yourself. And, of course, there's no seats. You can't really sit there. And Chef Taka is wealth of information. If you want to know anything about ocean-wise or seafood, this is your man. And then a spot out in Richmond. Now, this one's a little different. This is not omakase. It's just sushi. And I ate there recently, and I was just blown away. I thought these people did a fantastic job. It's a family-owned restaurant, opened up about a year ago or so. It's on the kind of South Richmond, mid-South Richmond area, 8780 Blundell Road. They just did a phenomenal job. Like, all the different rolls, they've got lots of different kinds of rolls, and Gross Mountain Roll was really good. There was, like, fun names to different things, and just how they presented it, I was just very impressed with that. And, like, of course, you know, it's a neighborhood spot, probably, maybe people aren't coming from around the city, but it's a neighborhood spot. They just do it so well, catering to people in that neighborhood. And you just, if you like fun, tasty rolls, this is your spot.
So many different places. I want to go back, Richard. I just have one question. The one, and this was the expensive one, and obviously, I would think for a very special occasion, the $250 one. Did you say 23 courses?
Yeah, 23 courses. It was incredible. I've had omakase before. I've never had anything quite like this. Just the whole presentation, like everyone, and you watch these chefs in there, and they're like, it's like a paint, they're like painting. So one dish, it was a sushi dish, and the sous chef is like painting like a soy marinade over each piece. And you watch him meticulously do this, and you're like, wow, like the amount of care they have. And then they were doing this little egg omelet, and it wasn't like an egg omelet like you would normally have. It was done like in squares, and then the chef was torching it, kind of like you do with a creme brulee, and torching it and serving too. So like each piece was just fully thought. And it was a show. Of course, you can video and Instagram, whatever. They love if you do it. But they just want to create that experience. And especially when you're talking that amount of dollars, you want to enjoy it. You want an experience when you do that. I mean, there are a couple other ones around town I have not tried. There's one in Yale Town that opened up fairly recently called Olea. They got a Michelin star this year and last year in the awards. And they're about performance. That's a little bit different because they're kind of doing a show. It's $300-something, but they, you know, they go on for a few hours with this, and people that go there like that. So it depends what you want. But I think this is a bit more fine dining, more like, you know, something you're going to remember for sure, because here I'm talking about it because I remember it. I just thought it was incredible. And I just thought that the service is phenomenal, and they really take care of their customers. You cannot walk in. That's the one thing, no walk-ins allowed. You have to have a reservation there, and they are booked up. Like, it's fairly booked up going ahead now. So they said that last year they got a lot of tourists coming in to Vancouver. They were coming, the hotels were suggesting they go across the water, take the sea bus, and they were going up for dinner. So definitely keep that in mind if you're looking to go there.
All right, lots of different options and experiences. Richard, thank you so much for being here and bringing us the latest on sushi.
You're welcome.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.